Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is James chapter 2, verses 1 through 9a. The Reverend Jonathan Manor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from James, the second chapter. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you sit here in a good place, while you say to the poor man, you stand over there, or sit down at my feet, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Much grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As much as we would not like to admit it, at times, even as brothers and sisters in Christ, we can struggle with this admonition that begins our text today. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. God gives us this reminder through James because it doesn't come naturally, does it? All too often, the way we treat one another is overly influenced by the ways of the world, the temptations of the devil, and the failings of our sinful self. We can show partiality or favoritism in a variety of ways. And the text, as the text points out today, it starts outwardly with people's appearance. Paying attention to the man in the fine clothing with the gold ring and pushing aside the one in shabby clothing. You sit here in a good place. You stand over there. It can continue as we look at people's ancestry as well. Treating the son of the man whose failings are well known differently than the daughter of a successful woman. Assuming they will follow in their parents' footsteps, we treat them in the way of their parents. We can also show partiality as we look at people's age. That's been happening for a long time. Remember, Paul encouraged Timothy to use the gift given to him even in the face of partiality that he knew would come Timothy's way. Let no one despise you for your youth, Paul said. Do we accept the thoughts and ideas of our youth and their willingness to serve in their own unique ways? Do we sit at the feet of those who have lived and experienced life for many years, valuing their thoughts and opinions as someone to learn from? At times, we can certainly show favoritism because of people's appearance, their ancestry, and their age, but we also focus on their achievements. Do we assume the greeter at Walmart hasn't achieved much in life, walking right by and ignoring their greeting? Do we strive to interact with only those who clearly have made it in this life, their job title and their public accolades pointing to their achievements? Yes, I would argue that we all need to be reminded again this morning. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Because again, as much as none of us would like to admit it, we know this happens. Maybe not in all of those ways that we've talked about, but it happens. And it leads to the realities that I think we all know. Showing partiality as we hold the faith is, first of all, unreasonable. Verse 5 of our text reminds us, "Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom?" God has chosen all to receive faith and forgiveness and abundant life in Christ. That's why he sent his Son. It's unreasonable for us to think that some are outside the reaches of the loving arms of a Savior who would spread those arms wide on a cross to die for all. We also know that showing partiality is unloving. Verse 8 and following, "If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin." Are we always willing to love our neighbor as ourselves? Are we willing to see that annoying, obnoxious person that always seems to keep showing up in our lives as one for whom Jesus died? Yes, showing partiality as we hold this faith is unreasonable and unloving, and it's acting unchristian. Romans 2 reminds us that God shows no partiality. And verse 9 of our text, "But if you show partiality, you are committing sin." So what do we do? Well, the answer is just a few verses later in this second chapter of James, where he writes, "So speak and so act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment." What do? We seek to show mercy as ones who have received mercy from Christ ourselves. We strain to follow the one who shows no partiality or favoritism in matters of faith. And we strive to speak and act as ones who have liberty, ones who have been freed from the prison of sin, ones who have been marked and claimed as children of God, forgiven in Christ. And as we seek and strive and strain, we know that it is the Holy Spirit alone that strengthens us to have mercy triumph over judgment in our interactions with one another. And it's that same Spirit that works through the Word and sacraments and calling all to the knowledge of the truth and calling all to faith. Through that water and that Word and the bread and the wine, the very body and blood of Christ, we are forgiven for all the times we follow the ways of the world and fall to the temptations of the devil in the ways we treat one another. We are forgiven and we are strengthened to love our neighbors as ourselves. Strengthened to show mercy to all. Strengthened to live a life redeemed through Christ's death and resurrection that sets aside appearance and age and ancestry and achievements. A life that seeks and strains and strives in the power of the Holy Spirit to show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. To him alone be that glory, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.